Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Torrio. Today's episode is being brought to you by Upside. Today, we're going to be talking about several different things. First, I'm going to start off giving you a short little take on the war in Ukraine. I'm going to actually start reporting on the war in Ukraine again next week. If you've been waiting for that, the time has come. I will begin reporting on the war in Ukraine next week. Additionally, I am going to be telling you about a U.S. citizen who got killed inside of the West Bank by the Israeli Defense Force. Well, at least a bullet from the Israeli Defense Force. And we're going to do a deep dive into that. First, I want to bring up what's happening over in Kursk, because I think it's important that you guys understand. Now, I did talk about this not that long ago, telling you that I think it was a PR stunt. I believe it was a mistake. I went over all the reasons that they could have gone in there. Well, today, Funker350 actually ended up posting a video I'm going to put up on your screen. I'm going to stop it before the violence cuts in, because I want you to pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. Right at that point, the Russian soldier ends up executing the Ukrainian. Now, presumably, based on the information that we know about this video, that actually took place and went down in Kursk. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. Next week, I will start reporting again on the Ukrainian war, or the Russian war, or the Russian war inside of Ukraine, however the hell you want to word it. But let me tell you this before I do it. I hope you put on some thick skin over this weekend, because last year when we were reporting on the war in Ukraine, everybody got very upset when I started interjecting U.S. politics. And right now you are seeing directly the results of U.S. politics on the war inside of Ukraine. You will be getting my unbiased opinion based on facts and facts alone. It is not biased. It is just what I happen to know about how war works, what the Ukrainians' capabilities are, and what the Russian capabilities are, and what Ukraine needs in order to succeed. If you don't like that, I highly suggest you unsubscribe. But if you do like that, well, I suggest you stick around and click the frickin' like button and make sure you're following this channel. Now, let's jump over to the West Bank and go over what happened earlier today inside of Israel. This woman, whose name I can't even begin to pronounce, ended up getting killed today over inside of the West Bank. And this morning, the internet was on fire talking about how the Israelis had murdered her. As you can see, this is her U.S. passport. You can see her place of birth was, in fact, Turkey. I have heard several rumors that she was also a dual citizen of Turkey. I'm not perfectly sure. To be honest with you, I have no idea. But she was over inside of the West Bank, and she was supporting an organization which protests against Israeli settlements in the West Bank. That is a reasonable thing, in my opinion, for you to be able to go do. Go protest. Do what you want to do. Well, during a protest early yesterday, today, depending on where you're at, she caught a round to the head. Video surfaced online of her inside of a hospital showing her with a bandage being wrapped around her head. I have witness statements and several things that we're going to be going over. I'm going to talk to you about the Israelis and what the IDF says happened at the incident. I'm going to talk to you about what has happened yesterday over inside of the West Bank, particularly inside of Jenin, and what we know about how the Israeli Defense Force operates. And we're going to break down likely what ended up happening to this young woman based off the information that we currently have. And again, it's all subject to change. Do I believe that this woman was unnecessarily gunned down? You're about to find out. Now, in this video here, which I will not be playing because YouTube will likely cancel my channel, but I'll tell you it might be linked in the description down below. So maybe go look at that, right? Over on my Twitter account, which happens to be right down here. Go over there, check it out. This video is posted up on there and you are free to watch it in full context. This gentleman is describing what he feels happened and how he feels wrong. He says that these protesters are unnecessarily gunned down, basically, by peaceful protest. Now, is that necessarily true? Because that's what we ended up hearing. And the reason I can't play this video is directly underneath that gentleman happens to be the young American woman's body laying cold and dead on the table. But I am tired of people taking things out of context and not actually speaking the truth and speaking facts on them. Today, over Twitter, the IDF actually put out this statement. They said, today, during an Israeli security forces activity adjacent to the area of Beita, the forces responded with fire towards a main instigator of violent activity who hurled rocks at the forces and posed a threat to them. The IDF is looking into reports that a foreign national was killed as a result of the shots fired in the area. The details of the incident and the circumstances in which she was hit are under review. So the IDF is, in fact, currently investigating this incident and looking at how this young woman died, whether or not she was there and everything else. But again, we have witness statements and we also have news reports that we're going to be going over on how she was killed. This article from the Jerusalem Post, I feel, does a pretty decent job laying everything out. And I'm going to go over it with you kind of in a Cliff Notes version, really quick, like, so that y'all can get an understanding of what's happening. American Turkish human rights activist, can't pronounce her name, 26, succumbed to her wounds on Friday after being shot in the head by Israeli forces during a weekly protest against settlement expansions in the West Bank, according to Palestinian Authority-run news outlet WAFA. Keywords. This is according to a Palestinian news outlet that's run by the Palestinian Authority. During the protest over there, soldiers opened fire at the protesters using live ammunition. Now, again, according to the IDF's report, it was somebody that was hurling rocks at them and they shot that individual. I saw another report that says they engaged him below the waistline. I actually believe it's quoted a little bit deeper here in this article. She subsequently was critically wounded in the head. The 26-year-old activist was evacuated to Rafida Hospital in Nablus, where she later died. Baud Nafa, the head of the Rafida Hospital, told Reuters that a woman arrived at the hospital in very critical condition with a head injury. We tried to perform a resuscitation operation on her, but unfortunately, she died. Wafa's report noted that the IDF used live ammunition, stun grenades, and tear gas in an attempt to disperse the protest, which, in addition to fatally wounding her, caused shrapnel to injure an 18-year-old Palestinian. She was part of a campaign, on and on and on. None of that matters. That is the freaking thing. Responses to the report. Israeli military stated that during a violent public disorder, stones were thrown at the IDF forces who responded by shooting at the lower body of the main instigator of the rioters, according to the IDF. Additionally, the Israeli military said it was investigating the reports, emphasizing that the details of the incident and the circumstances in which she was hit are under review. That is what civilized nations do. They investigate. Wow, what a rational freaking thought. So here's what we know so far. Palestinian news media is reporting that on the ground, the IDF did in fact fire shots. The IDF admits that they fired shots, but the Palestinian media also provides some additional context. They say that during that protest, that woman, okay, and the other protesters had tear gas thrown at them and stun grenades. Tear gas and stun grenades were thrown at them first. It is the way escalation of force goes. Believe me, after people started getting shot, they went the other direction. That's why we don't have any additional reports of people being shot. Now, for those of you that don't think rocks are deadly weapons, understand that they are using slings that they literally whip around in circles in the air and then let them go and sling them at the IDF. They do it all the time. That's deadly force. That will cause serious bodily injury or death. And they are authorized, whether you like it or not, under international law, if that is in fact the case, to use deadly force in order to protect themselves and their fellow service members. They're allowed to shoot back. Sorry you don't like that. If that offends you, I don't care. But if that's the case and that's what happened, great. That's what happened. But we also know through the Palestinians, if you want to accept what they said in that article is true, that the IDF also warned them with tear gas and they also fired, okay? They also fired or threw whatever the hell you want, stun grenades at them. I don't know. There is different versions of them. They could have been like 40 mics or they could have been like handhelds. I don't know. Either way, they got told to disperse and they refused to disperse and they were throwing rocks. Now, that individual that was targeted throwing rocks, they said, the IDF said that they shot him in the waist or below the body. That's what they were targeting. Now, bullets are not magic and they pass through people. And it's very likely that the bullet passed through him, ricocheted and hit her in the head. That's how it works. Now, if that's the case, it is also likely that she did not leave the immediate area like she was warned to do after verbal warnings, after tear gas, after stun grenades, and after people started flinging rocks at the IDF. That would just have to be how it went down. There's no other logical way to understand that. And the reason I say there's no other logical way to understand that is because just yesterday, this Palestinian woman posted a video of the IDF warning her and everybody around her to disperse. And they did it verbally before throwing tear gas. So today, some of my sisters flew into town to visit me, and we had to stop at the grocery store. It was a surprise visit, by the way. I had no idea that so many of them were coming just to hang out. I had to stop at the grocery store to get them some stuff to eat, and wouldn't you know it, I had to walk out with over $120 worth of crap when all I really bought was coffee, a little bit of milk, some eggs, I think a couple frozen pizzas, a couple things of bagels. Groceries are out of freaking control right now, and we're always looking for ways to save more and spend less. But how are you supposed to save when you're paying inflated prices for everyday essentials like gas and groceries? You can't. You can't just cut those purchases out of your budget. But now, thanks to my 2024 money back hack, you can get cash back from them with Upside. Upside is an incredible app for anybody who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With Upside, I get cash back on every purchase. It's my secret weapon for staying on track with my savings goals. I am not going to lie. When I first saw this, I thought it was a gimmick until I actually grabbed the app, opened it up, and used the dang thing. I was surprised to learn how many gas stations around me, how many restaurants around me, and everybody actually offered savings just by using this app. And it is very, very real. And you do get cash back. To get started, download the free Upside app. Use my promo code Rob and get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. Then pay as usual with a credit or debit card. Follow the steps in the app and get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. Upside users are earning hundreds of dollars a year, and that's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. Download the free Upside app and use promo code ROB to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using promo code ROB.
The Israeli military is trying to kick journalists out. They're trying to kick journalists out. They just grabbed. They just grabbed one. What? I'm trying to film what you're doing. The Israeli military is trying to remove press from their closest access point. Now, this is the closest access point that we had.
So, as cool. Let me mute her. Check it out. They're warning her and the others around verbally to pull back. I don't care if she's a fake news reporter at this point. I don't care about her helmet. I don't care about her vest. I don't care about anything. What I want you to do is I want you to pay attention to the actions of the Israeli Defense Force that is warning her to get the hell out of the area. And they warn her and they tell her, if you do not disperse, if you do not leave, we will use tear gas. They did not immediately open fire. They were not under any threat, so they didn't feel the need to do it. That tells you, again, same day operating in the West Bank under the same commander, that they were not under orders to just shoot random people who are disobeying their orders at all. So at a minimum, we know at this point, and we can see.
And they...
Shush. At a minimum at this point, we know and we can see that the IDF does have some standard operating procedure that they abide by when it comes to all of this crap. If they want people to disperse, they tell them to disperse. They threaten to use tear gas with a verbal warning. Then they likely would have used it. Then they likely would have used stun grenades. And then at the worst case scenario, maybe they would have done warning shots, but they probably would have used less than lethal force on them in order to get them dispersed. So we know that's how they operate. We've seen it 100 different times, and we know Palestinians throw rocks. Why? Because we've also seen that 100 different times. Now, what I'm about to show you is an older video, but it is exactly what I'm talking about. It is a very good image. I'm going to stop it before the graphic part actually happens, where he ends up getting shot because he's using deadly force. Regardless of the fact that it's a rock, it is deadly force and it can cause serious bodily injury or death. That, ladies and gentlemen, is use of deadly force. That rock has the ability to hurt and kill someone, and you were authorized deadly force in order to take out that threat. Period. End of discussion. Like it or not, hate it, it is what it is. That's the way the law is written. So, what do people on the ground actually say about it?
The army was on top of the hill. There was also a sniper on the roof. We were clearly visible from the army. There was nothing happening next to us, nor next to Ayla. At some point, they just shot two live ammunitions. One hit a metal, something metal, and one was directed to Ayla's head.
I ran over to them about 10 or 15 meters in the olive groves that was adjacent to the road where I was standing on. I found her lying on the ground beneath an olive grove, bleeding to death. I put my hand under her head to try and stop the bleeding and took her pulse. She had a very weak pulse. We called the ambulance, put her in the ambulance, which evacuated her to the Beta Medical Center.
Now, all of that is fine and dandy, but you don't get to sit there and claim that nothing was going on while the Palestinian Authority has already claimed that tear gas and freaking stun grenades were thrown. That means that you are not being honest. If she was being honest, she would have said that stun grenades and tear gas were thrown and that the crowd wasn't dispersing. Also, I have a better idea. How about we hold people accountable for their actions? Because what we know right now is that the tear gas was thrown, likely verbal warnings were given, and stun grenades went out while people were throwing rocks, and that's when a shot cracks off that hit somebody that was throwing the rocks. And then all of a sudden, she ends up catching a freaking zinger in the head. It's also possible that they didn't even directly shoot that individual, because nobody else was reported as dead other than her, and that they were firing warning shots. Again, why are you still there? This didn't evolve over a 10-second time frame. You made, lady, the personal choice to stand there. Period. And just like the people in Gaza are currently learning, if you don't want nothing, don't start nothing. Everybody wants to do jihadist crap until it comes time to do jihadist stuff. I don't know how else to say that. Do not play the victim when clearly you are not, when clearly you are disobeying lawful orders. And even if it wasn't lawful, even if you're on that side and you believe that that is an illegal occupation of the West Bank and so forth, why the hell are you there? You are unarmed. There's people with guns and other people are causing violence. Tear gas is being thrown. Stun grenades are being thrown. And you choose to stand there and support the side of the guys slinging rocks at the people with guns. What did she think was going to happen? Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I will see you next week, where I'm going to be giving you more on the ground, honest to God, reporting coming out of now both Ukraine and Israel. And I hope you're ready to hear the truth. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.